Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The telephone number is the same as the text number, or I should say the reverse. The text number is now the same as the telephone number. 248-539-9797. Jamie and Stoney Show, Rieger in for Jamie. As most people know, I am a Charles Barkley slappy. I admit it. Anything he does, I love. He was great on the golf thing. I think he's great on Inside the NBA. The only thing I don't think he's very good at is his college basketball analysis, but that's an argument for another day.
He's not very good at golf either.
I know.
He almost bogeyed that 18th hole.
Right.
I was cheering for him.
His swing has gotten a little better. He used to be okay. Then he went through that like decade deal where he had a mental problem. We had that triple hitch, and that's kind of gotten a lot better. Anyway, Charles Barkley was on the Zach Lowe podcast called The Low Post. Zach Lowe, a basketball writer for ESPN. And they were talking about some different things, including an incident where Charles Barkley admitted that he played a game drunk because a trade from Philly to the Lakers did not go down like he thought.
My agent calls me one morning and he said, "Hey, you're going to get traded to the Lakers today." And me and my friends, we go out and celebrate and get drunk about noon. So he calls me that morning, calls me late. He said, "Hey, you're going to get traded to the Lakers. They're going to finalize the deal and I'll get back to you." So we go out and celebrate and I'm on cloud nine. He calls me back 3 hours later. It's like 3:30 now. He said, "The Sixers backed out the deal." And I'm drunk as and we got a game that night. And
I've heard a version of this story before.
I'm like, "What? What are you talking about?" He's like, "The Sixers were scared to pull the trigger." And I said, "You kidding me?" I said, "Dude, we got a game tonight. And I've been drinking since noon."
Oh, my God. So the question I have for you, Jeff Rieger and Heather.
Wait, did he play? He did play the game.
He played the game.
How many points did he have? Do we know?
That I don't know. It was in 1992. They had a trade. Supposedly the deal was Barkley and Ron Anderson for James Worthy and Eldon Campbell.
Oh, wow.
So this was in 92. So the Lakers, you know, they still played. They had just lost to the Bulls in the finals the year before.
Right.
So anyway, I have no idea if they won or not. Anyway, so my question is for you, Jeffrey, Heather.
Yes.
And everybody out there, 248-539-9797. 248-539-9797, also the ticket text. Have you worked drunk, high, whatever, inebriated, under the influence, and what happened when you did do that? Or did you ever play in a game, and I'm not talking about like a pickup game, I mean like if you were a high school or college athlete, did you ever play stoned or drunk? Charles Barkley just claiming that he played drunk because he thought he was not going to have to play that night because he thought he was being traded to the Los Angeles Lakers in 1992. That didn't happen. So according to him, he plays the game drunk. Now, the only time I ever did that, I had a few cocktails during a show once, one of a remote, when I had like about two Bloody Marys, and I realized I shouldn't be doing this during the show. And then there was another time when I was in college, where I was doing the pregame show where I had to interview our coach before the game. And I, you know, had a few bong hits before getting to the arena. And we used to play. We didn't have our own gym in American when I was there. It was at a place called Fort Myer. It was an Army base. So instead of saying, Mike Stone here live from Fort Myer with head coach Gary Williams, I said, hey, Mike Stone here live from Fort Gary here with Meyer Williams. And I said, oops, let's redo that because I was a little bit stoned. So 248-539-9797. That's the number and the ticket text. Have you ever gone to work under the influence? And what were the results? Jeffrey.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. My whole radio career, I've been drunk. That explains the awful sports takes that I've had over the course of, I mean, can you call this a career? I'm not even sure. But no, there was one time, though, that I was working at a job pre-radio, and we used to go out in the woods, and we did work in the woods and the trails and whatnot, and we decided that it'd be a good idea to get high, so we broke out the joint, and while we were working, we smoked the joint, and we got high, and I just remember thinking to myself, I'm going to get caught. Everybody knows. Like when I used to smoke weed, I got paranoid, like really paranoid. Mm-hmm. So I just remember thinking, I'm going to get busted. And I never got busted. I got away with it, but I was so scared I was going to get busted. I'll never do it again. I know it's kind of boring. Sorry.
Heather?
I would put money on it that I've worked while intoxicated, but I can't think of an exact example, but I can think of... I would probably say I was more hungover than actually still drunk. But I remember being out one night very, very late, and I had signed up to run a 5K early the next morning.
Ooh.
And this was in the summer, and it was super hot. And it wasn't just like a 5K down your, you know, through your subdivision. It was like on trails. So it's like, you know, elevations, and I thought I was going to die. I mean, I didn't finish the 5K, and I was puking. So it was horrendous. That comes to my mind instantly. It was so awful.
It's weird because we've all heard the stories. I mean, like Barkley just said he did it drunk. But back in the day, and maybe even currently, where guys, you know, would get stoned before professional games. Would mm-hmm. play under the influence. Which to me...
Who was it, Doc Ellis, who pitched the perfect game high? He was on LSD,
and he pitched.
He thought he was supposed to pitch
game.
The next day.
Yeah, no hitter he pitched, right?
No hitter, not a perfect game.
I think so. Anyway, could have been a perfect game. I don't remember. But yes, he was on LSD. I just can't comprehend how you have the faculties to perform at your job, no matter what it is, if you are under the influence.
Well, it just means that you're good at being under the influence.
Because the NBA back in the 80s and not, you know, these guys were stoned all the time.
Yeah, well, what
about
the MLB?
Before games, during games.
Yeah. Here's some ticket text, Tony, at 97136.
No, at 248-539-9797.
Damn it. You're right. 248-539-9797 is the new ticket text number. If you do 97136, you don't get through. So 248-539-9797, ticket text. Oh my gosh, 99.9% of my ninth grade football team played every game high. West Maple Junior High, 1979. All of the coaches knew, hey, Coach Zarnicky. That's from Bob and Troy. I do wonder what your record was if everybody played high. And we're getting a lot of text at 248-539-9797 from multiple numbers that simply say, I go to work high every day.
Okay, I'd like to know, without giving your actual place of employment, what kind of job you're working at. Because if you're a doctor, radio. I don't want to know. If you're making equipment that could hurt somebody, that's lame on your part. I'm not debating that it happens. James in Sterling Heights, what's up?
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, man.
Well, you know, I bartended for a lot of years, and... after a point, I don't think there was a day that we didn't drink behind the bar.
Yeah.
I mean, like daily. and I don't recommend it at all. It leads to problems in life. Trust me.
I get that, especially in your profession, being a bartender. I used to work in a bar. I wasn't a bartender. And, you know, you do shots with the customers and things like that. It was kind of part of what you did. But I don't remember anybody ever being that, you know, out of it where they couldn't actually perform their job as well. I mean, it was...
Yeah, I don't think I ever got quite to that point, but I mean, managers would do shots with us, customers. I mean, it just got... I mean, and later in life, it became an issue. I'm not even going to lie. It ended up being an issue for me because of how much drinking I did. Still, I mean, even to this day, you know, at 42 years old, and I haven't bartended since I was in my 20s, I still have, you know, problems with it sometimes. So, you know, I don't recommend it to anybody.
No, but Durant, thanks, James. You know, bartending is one of those jobs. It's like, if I imagine if you're sometimes a waiter, a waitress, or a chef, I mean, with the food's always there, if you're somebody who likes to eat, you're going to eat. And same thing with the alcohol. If you're predisposed to drink, if you're a bartender, if you're pouring shots, if you're pouring drinks for hours, I mean, you're probably going to, I mean, not everybody, obviously. You're obviously going to, you know, possibly, you know, take a little shot every once in a while.
Thinking about this topic, I remember when Michigan State was in the Final Four against UConn at Ford Field, and Dennis Fithian and myself were at Hart Plaza doing in commercial breaks during the first half. We talked to the entire crowd that was watching on the big screen. So, like, I mean, you're talking about 100,000 people, it seemed like. Maybe not that many. But we're watching the big screen. And I remember people were buying us drinks. And we drank maybe a couple. And then I had the same thought as you. If I keep drinking, probably not going to end the right way.
Yes.
So then, of course, we finished the event and then went to the bar and drank more. But right. We were off work by then.
248-539-9797. Have you ever drank? Gotten high, been inebriated while you are working, and what were the results? Here we go on Ticket Text at 248-539-9797. Mike in Birmingham. I beat my buddy in 9 holes of golf when I was on acid. And when I told him at the end of the match, he was pissed. It was hilarious. I used an orange ball, too, so that was fun.
Maybe I should try that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I suck at golf, so if I start to take acid, maybe I can maybe be better and start beating people.
It's not uncommon in the service industry for servers or cooks to come in drunk or hungover and work an entire shift. I have definitely cooked for some VIP guests, and I had been drinking. I was called in on my day off and hit it well. Nothing bad happened except I smelt like vodka all day. Brian and Novi. When I was 14, two of us bussed tables and washed dishes. The one washing dishes got to drink all the leftover drinks from the tables.
Oh my God.
That's great.
Or gross.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now this one,
COVID has changed all that, yeah. I gotta believe.
Yeah, that won't happen again.
I'm not sure I believe this, but 248-539-9797 is the ticket text on the phone number. I played a doubleheader in high school while on LSD. Batted 1,000 with 8 at bats.
Dude, come on. LSD's gotta be the wonder drug. I mean, see, I've only done LSD once, Stoney. I did the acid one time. It was awful.
Rieger?
So maybe I should have done it while playing sports.
Hey, Rieger, you might not believe this.
Yes.
That's one on you have on me.
No,
I've never done acid unless you. I did ecstasy. I don't know if that's considered acid or not. But
no, I don't think so.
No, I never have done mushrooms or LSD.
Really?
Yeah.
Your drug dossier is missing that. That surprises me about you.
I think it's a little late. Well, it's never too late, but no.
It's never too late.
I don't anticipate.
I know a guy, you know.
That's all right. I'm sure you do. Work as a kitchen manager. Go in ripped every day. Gets the creative juices flowing. Keeps the stress of a high-volume restaurant down. Well, you probably don't have much stress right now, unfortunately. JT and Warren. Went to work high as a kite in my 20s once after a little wake and bake. Blamed it on my seasonal allergies. I worked in the mailroom and it was a pretty mellow day. Now, I remember once getting stoned before a class at school in college. I'll never do that again. I couldn't pay attention at all. Although there was one class I've described this before. It was more of an art class called Individual Creative Expression, not like a dance class. Where we used to get stoned before, but we had to like perform and meditate and do all that kind of crap. That was a little different. All right, how about this one? 20 years ago, I worked an electrical job for 2 years right after I graduated high school, and every guy in the 12-man crew got high at least 5 or 6 times a day. Currently, I'm in the warehousing industry, and 75% at least of the workers smoke all day, every day. That's from RB the Snitch.
You know, no kidding.
At jobs like that, I understand it as long as you can still look. If you can follow your orders or what you're supposed to do from your boss, no matter what job you're at, unless you're a doctor, we have something serious. Look, it's not something I would do, but I understand it's okay if you can still do your work properly.
Yeah, I was looking at the ticket text, Tony, at 248-539-9797. And there was a guy that says, I'm a janitor all night and I go in drinking all the time. And he's like, if you can handle it, not a big deal. Also, you have to know how to mask the smell. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
If I was hammered going into work, I'd be even more concerned because I say stupid stuff all the time. So everybody would think it's just a normal day in the job. But I'm really bad at masking the smell, too. I would freak out about that.
Well, that's why God invented, breath mints.
Right.
Back in high school, my teammates and I used to go for runs through trails in the woods behind our school for pregame warm-ups. Passed a joint around every pregame, and we had a winning record.
What game?
It doesn't say what sport he played.
What sport?
Does not say.
Like, I got to believe if you're playing football high, that's got to be tough. If you're playing baseball high, that's going to be difficult to hit the ball, you got to believe.
Yeah, it's the most basketball, difficult thing.
Basketball, hockey, almost impossible.
Well, basketball, it's been done for so long that, which I don't understand how they're successful at it, but yeah. You know?
I don't think it would help your game. Not at all.
No.
Now, I guess if you had crazy anxiety and dealt with the weed, then maybe, but apparently, LSD is the best drug for sports.
Oh, just because.
We had the one guy that called up. He beat his buddy on acid.
Yeah.
And Doc Ellis pitched a no-hitter on acid. I mean, that's the way to go, apparently. If you're gonna do drugs and want to perform well at sports, apparently do acid.
Yes. Jason in Westland, you're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. So a couple years ago, me and my buddies, we sitting around. We took some acid. About a half hour in, still wasn't really tripping yet, but we went to the court to play some basketball. There's people there, actually. Started playing pickup, played one game. Hit five threes, five for five.
Come on.
And left. You just get, I'm telling you, you just get in that zone and you lock it. I'm telling you, it's the most incredible thing.
It's official. Stoney, hook me up with your acid guy right now. I'm going to get some acid and go play golf. I mean, helps
golf,
everybody.
Golf too. I've done that. You literally just lock in. You don't miss. It's the most incredible thing. You see everything.
By the way,
testimonials.
Can we get something? Thanks for the call, Jason. I really appreciate it. Can we get something straight? I don't have an acid guy. Okay?
Stoney, get your Coke guy to call his acid guy.
I don't have a Coke guy. I did.
What do you say?
35
you and me 18 holes.
Years ago.
You and me 18 holes. We both drop acid. That's the proper terminology, I believe. Drop acid. Let's go.
Five
for five, Stoney, from three ball.
Who's driving the cart?
Well, we'll walk.
Yes.
Although driving the cart could be pretty fun. I mean, who knew if it works out well, we could do live reads. Hey, everybody, I'm Jeff Rieger from 97 on the Ticket, and I recently did acid and shot a 74. If you're looking for your golf game to improve, try acid.
Oh, God.
Who knew?
All right. 248-539-9797 is the phone number and the ticket text. DT, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
Hey, man.
I'm good. I remember one time while playing for Olivet College up in Olivet, Michigan. All right, we had the class canceled, and we all got super stoned the day before a walkthrough practice. So everything's done on air. We were dropping wide open punts, wide open passes. Dudes wasn't hearing their name called on the sideline. Like 45 minutes into practice, it's like normally a 2-hour practice. Our coach blows the whistle and is like, hey, you guys are clearly not ready to play. Hope y'all are ready to play tomorrow when you come. Sent us home early. We all went out to like the movie that night, came back like stoned and stuff like that. Got blown out the water the next day. Like everyone was like, yep, that was a mistake. Not getting high before practice again.
Wow. See, you learn your lesson, huh?
It's like that scene out of Varsity Blues where they all go to the strip club until like 5 in the morning before like the biggest game of the season, and then they get their ass kicked the next day.
The problem with it is, especially if a sport like football, you could get hurt. That's the problem, right? I mean, you don't want that to happen.
No question. I'm looking at these ticket texts at 248-539-9797, Stoney. And it says, just turned on the radio not only to hear Rieger and Stoney, but a segment on dropping acid, greatest 10 minutes of radio this year. Here's another one. Here's another one, Stoney. Played beer acid, made all 10 cups in a row. Last shot, step back 5 extra feet, shot the ball like a basketball, and said, Kobe, and won. Other team didn't make a cup. Other team didn't know I was tripping. That's Anthony. What evidence do we need? Acid makes you good at sports.
But we're getting the good out. I'm sure there's anecdotal evidence goes the other way, too.
I don't believe that.
You can't. Jeffrey.
I'm looking for the quick fix.
Jeffrey, you cannot be on major airwaves in a radio market the size of Detroit in the middle of a pandemic and extol the virtues of being tripped out on acid and playing sports. That is irresponsible. I've talked about my past, but I'm not encouraging people to do this.
I am not either. I'm just giving you the proof that is out there by the text. Okay. That's all. And Doc Ellis, who pitched the no-hitter on acid. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm kidding, okay? Is that what you want me to say? I'm joking.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.